security across the nation on high alert as Americans get ready to ring in the new year tomorrow. In New Orleans, right now, a National Guard deployment authorized by President Trump is part of a heavy security presence for this year's New Year's celebrations. This in response to the terror attack on Bourbon Street last January 1st. 14 people were killed when a man inspired by ISIS drove a truck down Bourbon Street. The National Guard is expected to be confined to the popular French Quarter, and in total, more than 800 local, state, and federal law enforcement officials will be deployed in New Orleans to close off Bourbon Street to traffic, patrol the area, conduct bag searches, and much more. Meanwhile, ahead of New York City's celebration in Times Square, officials say they'll have plainclothes officers, canine teams, officers on horseback, officers in subway stations and in helicopters, and on boats. We start things off with CNN chief law enforcement and intelligence analyst John Miller. John, for people at home thinking about going out, what are police and federal officials looking at in the threat stream as they design and update protection for these events?
Well, they're looking at what they're seeing from an intelligence standpoint in the threat stream, but they're also looking at these past events you just referenced, which go to show that New Year's celebrations that are televised and watched by millions and attended by thousands or hundreds of thousands do have an attractive profile as a target. We got to look at an intelligence bulletin sent out by the NYPD today. They sum it up this way. Recent and prior high-profile acts of mass casualty terrorism and targeted violence, especially when exploited by foreign terrorist organizations in propaganda, may resonate with U.S.-based homegrown violent extremists throughout the holidays and could mobilize some to action, usually using similar tactics necessitating elevated vigilance. What that says in short is expect a lot of security.